The new state health mandate lists several types of non-essential businesses that can now choose to reopen, as long as they follow rules meant to keep people safe. But Juneau is asking local business owners to hold off. Mayor Beth Weldon says the city assembly will discuss the state's guidelines Monday.
We are going to look at the mandates a little bit more in detail and see if indeed we're comfortable with all of them. They seem, for the businesses trying to reopen, they seem to have some pretty strict regulations in place. So that's comforting.
The city won't prevent anyone from opening up in the meantime. But Weldon says they would like to hear from the community before the assembly decides whether to set some rules of its own. For some business owners, there was confusion about how to safely open. The state's Board of Barbers and Hairdressers met for several hours Friday morning, answering dozens of questions about everything from where customers should wait to how to properly sanitize a space. Some owners questioned if they could get sued if someone caught COVID-19 in their shops. Calls to several Juneau area barbershops and hair salons on Friday revealed several were open and accepting customers one at a time, but others remained closed. Joe Betts, owner of Little Mermaid Beauty Salon in Douglas, was in her shop cleaning and getting ready to reopen, but not just yet.
My first reaction was it was too soon.
Juneau has had 27 confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far. 18 of those have recovered. After doing her own research and seeing what national authorities are saying, Betts decided to wait until May 1st.
Everyone I've made the appointment with has said, absolutely, I agree. I think that's really good. That's good that you're doing that. And they've also been very good about saying that they were very proud of me for waiting to open until I felt comfortable to open.
She says she actually closed her salon a week before the state mandate was issued, requiring her to do so in March. She also had multiple people ask her to make house calls, but she said no. When she does reopen, she's asking customers to wait in their cars until she comes to get them. She'll sanitize between each appointment and wear a mask. She's already fully booked a week out from May 1st, and that's just her regulars.
My hair color people are my first priority because they are the most desperate. But trying to get my own local clientele in first before I start taking people that I don't know.
On Monday, when the Juneau Assembly meets again, it could decide to reintroduce some of the restrictions from the city's hunker down order. Assemblymember Rob Edwardson says he still has some reservations about the state's ability to assess the risk that reopening businesses and relaxing restrictions could mean for public health.
I definitely think that it's a possibility to go back to that. I don't know how much support there would be on the assembly. I definitely think it's a possibility that the assembly would go with the governor's lift with no modifications, but I kind of feel like that it's what we're going to end up with will be someplace in between.
Either way, Edwardson says he hopes Juneau residents will continue doing what they've been doing, washing their hands frequently, social distancing, and wearing a mask when appropriate. The assembly will discuss the mandate during Monday's regular meeting at 7 p.m. Before that, Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink will answer questions from the assembly starting at 6 p.m. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.